Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on your Tuesday. Glad you can be with us here on SportsMap Radio. We do give you the good, the bad, and the dumb, but we start off with the good of the day.
I couldn't decide which way I wanted to go with the good of the day, so I'm going to let you decide because one could be saved for the following day.
Okay.
And so, you know, my question to you is, Tony, would you rather talk soccer or golf?
Doesn't matter.
All right, let's go golf.
All right.
And that is that Zach Ertz might be as deserving of a green jacket as much as John Rahm was.
Yeah, explain this because they were like buddies.
They are friends. They are buddies. There's even a group text between them, and I think J.J. Watt might be on this group text as well. It's called Birdies and Babies. But Zach Ertz wished John Rahm some good luck prior to him teeing off to start on Thursday, saying something to the effect that hole one looks great. It's all yours, buddy. And then we all know what John Rahm did on that first hole.
Oh, yeah. He threw a four putted. I miss, I make.
Yeah. But. You know, now they're spinning it. Zach is spinning it. JJ is even spinning it that, you know what? That was probably all the motivation John needed to get him going.
Yeah, good job. So, good job, yeah.
I kind of like it. I don't know about, sharing text threads, but, you know, I like it.
Yeah, good job. And do we know how they're friends? Are they just friends?
I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, I know Zach, he didn't go to Arizona State, right?
I don't know.
He played in Arizona last year, so maybe they just happened to run into the same circles and, you know, ended up on the golf course with each other at some point.
Maybe so.
Maybe it was a pro-am and they just hit it off and like, hey, you're in Arizona, I'm in Arizona, let's be Arizona buddies. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's probably it. All right, so we going to go with soccer good?
No, I'll save that for tomorrow.
Oh, save that tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe for the next
one. I know you're soccer good, by the way.
You do? Let's see. Let's put the Nostradamus hat on.
All right. I think it has something to do with Wrexham winning
it
their game.
It does have something to do with Wrexham.
They are going to be one game away or something from promotion.
Well, they're still
EPL or whatever it is.
Well, not that far up the ladder, but they are four games away. If you don't know Wrexham, I mean, it's the adoptive team of Wake Up Call because why not? We need a team. And that's the team that's owned by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. And, they are one step closer. They fended off their top competitor this past weekend and were able to snatch a victory away 3-2 from Notts County FC.
That's right.
This puts them now in the driver's seat alone, top of the table in the National League, trying to get that promotion into Division 2, which means huge TV rights.
Yep. So good job, Rob McElhenney and
Ryan Reynolds
for buying this team and taking them out of the drudgery of a crappy stadium and rebuilding the stadium and putting a new pitch on the field and putting in players and good cup managers and putting your money into this thing because it's been paying off.
No, and they did this with, the way it happened was, you know, there was a back and forth game. They were up, you know, they were down 1-0, then they were up 2-1, then it was 2-2, then they went up 3-2, and then there was a penalty kick late in the game. That Wrexham keeper Ben Foster, who was the former English national keeper.
Oh, not the actor that was in the Messenger and
just no
that's
Ben,
not the wrong Ben Foster,
wrong Ben Foster. But Frank Ben Foster, Yuma. Ben Foster, here you go, is 40 years old.
All right,
so good he's still living his glory days and was able to save a penalty kick late in the game to preserve the win.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, one step closer.
Awesome. All right, what's the bad of the day?
I don't know if this is really bad.
Okay.
But you'll understand where I'm going with this, and that's the Pac-12 is in negotiations for a new TV rights deal.
Yeah, I've been trying to follow this story. It's a little layered.
Yeah, but I'm not saying this is bad, so please, you know, CW, don't get mad at me, but there's serious consideration for coming from the CW.
Yeah.
I mean, the CW is trying to change its image. It's trying to get more into live sports. Obviously, as Jim Nantz eloquently pointed out, that they are the sponsor of LIV Golf. So I guess where the bad kind of lies, I mean, is this like a huge step down for the Pac-12?
Yeah, it can be. It's You're right. This is not a knock on the CW. CW, do whatever you want to do to become, you know, to become the
fifth network, right?
Exactly. It's like, you ever seen Ballers, that HBO show with The Rock? Remember he bought a TV network and he was trying to get Pac-12 on it?
Right.
Because that's where you really are making some money. I mean, live TV is the only thing, live sports is the only thing on TV that people make appointments to be in front of their TV to watch. Everything else you can stream, everything you can watch at your leisure, you can fast forward through commercials. But sports, people tend to be at their television during the time it's on. They don't DVR sports. It's very, very low. They monitor this. They know what people are DVRing and they know what they're not DVRing. And sports is very low on the.
The last time I watched a TV program in real time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. I don't because I'd rather just do other things and then catch them all and binge watch a bunch of episodes and whatnot. And most shows I watch are not serial, meaning like the ones I do that are on streaming services are. But like if I watch a sitcom, it's not serial to me. It's meaning I can watch three or four of them in one sitting.
Right.
So I can wait a month and then bang out a couple of them because I'm not like, oh my God, what's going to happen next week?
Yeah. Stay tuned.
But yeah, I'm a little.
But see,
Pac-12. Yeah, I mean, if it's one of the major networks, one of the major sports networks, yikes.
Well, not only that, but I look at it in a bad this way, is that, you know, I don't really know any of the other suitors the Pac-12 are having to fish through. But I mean, I couldn't imagine the gobs of money the Big Ten, SEC. I mean, would be thrown at them.
Right.
Big 12.
Yeah.
And you know, if they were sitting out there and going, you know what, you know, we need a new TV deal. Let's go find one. I mean, we heard about the Big Ten. It was billions of dollars being thrown at them.
I can't believe that there isn't a lawyer out there that couldn't find something to sue USC and UCLA over to keep them in the Pac-12. Like we go to lawsuits for all sorts of crazy, dumb things. I can't imagine there isn't a lawyer going through those agreements with a fine-tooth comb trying to keep that LA market intact for the Pac-12. That's the problem, is losing that market. It's just devastating to that conference. Devastating in terms of these rights deals, but yeah, you're right. It's a little layered story, and it's probably going to be sorting itself out. But you're right with CW. It's not.
This seems like a huge step back.
It does. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is I actually brought this up back in October. This next story, and it has now been confirmed.
All right.
You ready for it?
Backtrack in time, yes.
Your friend, your hero, Tony.
Yes.
Billy McFarland.
Yes, my man.
He sent a tweet out over the weekend. Fire Festival 2 is finally happening.
Awesome.
Tell me why you should be invited.
Awesome. This guy, people made this prediction about him. When he was going to jail, they said when he gets out of jail, he's going to come up with something, and he will convince people to be a part of it.
Yep.
He's like a hypnotist, right? Or what was the word?
Mentalist.
Svengali? Is that what it was? Julia Louis-Dreyfus's Elaine said she was dating that guy that said, oh, God, I'm losing my train of thought. Nevertheless, he can just make people do things. He just can make people do things. I guarantee you there are people like, what do you need? I'm going to need a sound stage. I'm going to need concessions. No problem. In fact, would you rather have us pay for the whole thing and then you just pay us back? Yeah, let's do it that way. Okay, good. We'll just put up all the upfront cost and then we'll just at the end, we'll just settle up. Yeah, let's do it that way. Exactly. That's exactly how this guy works. No one will learn their lesson. And you know what? Anybody that loses money on Fire 2, I don't want to hear you crying on a documentary.
No.
I'm sorry.
He said this time it was going to work, Tony.
Yeah, the first one, the caterer down in the Bahamas, I'm glad she made like five times what she put out. All the people who gave her money through GoFundMe. I'm for that. The next caterer, I don't care who you are, the next one that caters Fire 2 and you're crying on the documentary that Billy McFarland didn't pay you, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it from employees.
I guess you know it's not coming.
Like, I worked 20 hours a day? He didn't pay me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You have three documentaries on the first disaster of Fyre Festival. I don't want to hear you crying on TV that you didn't get your money. I'm sorry. Like, you learn your lesson, people.
No, this is literally, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Exactly.
He's going to try.
It's like being part of a Ponzi scheme, right? Everyone's I just keep making money. Whether the market goes up or the market goes down, there's always money in my account.
Now, who in his camp is selling this on him, too?
I know, right? That's great.
It's like, hey, man, you know what? You know what you did wrong that first time? This and this. Just correct that. It'll be a huge success.
Just correct these two things, and you can get your Fyre Festival.
It'll be the new Woodstock, guaranteed.
Didn't 130,000 other things go? Don't worry about it. Just fix two things. You're good.
You're good. Make sure it's not just cheese and bread sandwiches.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Throw some meat in there.
Instead of tents, actually maybe build a villa. I don't know. God, that's awesome. You know what? I'm going to follow this like a detective. Wake up call.